Gordon Bester.
I'll be doing something here quickly. There's a video going around of, hello.
Sorry, I'm coughing up.
Of what looks like Celine Dion in a drag club doing karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it sounds like, okay? People are saying this is Celine Dion. I think about it. It's a drag club. All right?
In on the runway, it's a beautiful day. I look to the sky now. I'm fighting my way.
People going off thinking it's Celine Dion. Go and check the video. I'm saying it's not her.
I think it's her.
You think it's her?
Yeah, but also could everybody just keep quiet a little bit so we can hear her also? Because now you're like, but Nima, this person doesn't Nima, sound.
No, think for yourself now. It's a drag club. It's like the one is obviously more loud and more in your face than the next one. And more important and more famous.
Yes.
And now there's this drag queen who looks like Celine, could be Celine Dion. And they're like, wait! Wie ist die Sister mit uns gaan upstage? Ain't gonna happen in my club. Anyway, go and have a look and you decide for yourself if that is actually Celine Dion. I would love it to be her. Imagine popping into a club and...
It does look like her, but I mean, if it's not, that's great makeup.
It is. It really is.
And a great...
Can we unpack this story for a second, everybody?
Mm-hmm.
50% of all women in relationships have a backup partner in mind. Mm. Let that sink in for a moment. They've done a study and found that 50% of women in relationships have a backup partner in mind. So if you had to ask someone, listen, if something happened to your current partner,
mm-hmm.
who else? So half the women had an answer.
Okay.
It's not like... To say that they are actively
seeing
that person
or pursuing someone else.
No. But they can think of someone. They won't be alone and single. That's a lot, hey. Who do you think that person is? The most common answers. The guys are not going to like this.
Shoot.
Who do you think? Because now the study also asks people, okay, so who is his backup partner?
Oh, so not just the fact that you might have one. No. Now you must also name and shame. Or...
Now they're common categories. Come, Joe, who do you think?
Well, it's obviously someone you know, someone who's been in your house.
Correct.
Oh.
Yeah.
In your house, not necessarily.
Well,
but
I mean,
it's
probably been to visit even when you're around. Like, you know, it's one of those, like... It's a friend and it's platonic, but it's...
Okay, now you're getting very specific and oddly... Like, is there something you want to talk about?
No, well, I mean, you know, it's like Chris Rock said, you know the next person, you know?
You are right. It is something that the women... someone the women know. Mm-hmm. It is either an old friend...
Uh-huh.
Or an...
Colleague.
Boyfriend. Sorry, Liesl. Is there something you would like to unpack?
I'm just putting it out there. I don't know. Seen stuff happen.
Welcome to our 20 past 6 therapy session on the show this morning. Yeah, so ex-boyfriend, ex-husband, or yeah, you are right, colleague.
You see?
Also in the mix there. Ladies, is this true here in South Africa with you? And you have a backup partner. Is there a plan B? The person who shared this story on, who's a Facebook friend of mine, says, it's disgusting.
Oh.
I don't have a plan B.
Oof.
You agree? No?
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochend is a frek lekker ochend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.